From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is studying the book of Judges, an account of the oft-repeated pattern of Israel's failure to stay close to God once he had given them the land of Canaan. There is a sad refrain of disobedience, apostasy, and bondage, relieved only by God's mercy in sending various deliverers in the persons of the judges. As with all forms of spiritual decline, Israel's problem was sin. They tried to keep the form of their religion while failing to see the relationship between God and their blessings. Over and over again we read, "And Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord." As they learn to their cost, sin always has consequences. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the first portion of a message called The Ruinous Power of Unconfessed Sin. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled God is in the Front Line. The text is found in Deuteronomy 31 and verse 8. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. In the presence of a great work or a great warfare, here is a text which should help us to buckle on our harness. If Jehovah himself goes before us, it must be safe to follow. Who can obstruct our progress if the Lord himself is in the van? Come, brother soldiers, let us make a prompt advance. Why do we hesitate to pass on to victory? Nor is the Lord before us only. He is with us, above, beneath, around, within is the omnipotent, omnipresent One. In all time, even to eternity, he will be with us even as he has been. How this should nerve our arm! Dash at it boldly, ye soldiers of the cross, for the Lord of hosts is with us. Being before us and with us, he will never withdraw his help. He cannot fail in himself, and he will not fail toward us. He will continue to help us according to our need, even to the end. As he cannot fail us, so he will not forsake us. He will always be both able and willing to grant us strength and succor till fighting days are gone. Let us not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord of hosts will go down to the battle with us, will bear the brunt of the fight, and give us the victory.
Shake off thy guilty fear.
The night before the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, he instituted an ordinance by which his people were to remember him until his second coming. Known as the Lord's Supper or Communion, this simple yet profound ceremony pictures Christ's broken body and shed blood through the common elements of bread and wine. Through the centuries, this observance has been a precious and solemn time for the Lord's people. Yet it has also been a subject of much abuse by those who come to this table of the Lord. At the extreme, a person's attitude toward it was a matter of life and death. During the time of the Reformation, many people were burned at the stake for refusing to accept the insistence of the Roman Catholic Church that the elements of communion literally became Christ's flesh and blood. Some groups see the elements as mere symbols, while others find in the Lord's table a much deeper significance. Dr. Alan Cairns recently wrote a short book in which he deals with the Lord's Supper from the scriptural teaching on the subject. Simply titled, The Lord's Supper, the book is subtitled, An Earthly Encounter with the Heavenly Christ. Its aim is to stir the hearts of believers to enter into the joyful fellowship our Savior holds out to us as we eat this bread and drink this cup in remembrance of him. Let the Bible Speak has obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, which are available to our listeners. The price for each copy of the Lord's Supper is $8, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $8 made out to Let the Bible Speak. Send it to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Be sure to request your copy of the Lord's Supper today.
Returning to Judges chapter 10, for some time now we have been considering the lives and the times of the judges of Israel. If we were simply and solely concentrating on the lives, we would jump from judge to judge and ignore the passages in between. In some ways that would be easier for the preacher. But the lives gain their significance from the times in which they were lived. It's difficult to appreciate the service of great men of God unless you understand the background against which they were serving their Savior. We come to the times of Jephthah. I was going to say the ninth judge, but many scholars believe that we should not put Abimelech in there because he said he was a king. Leave him out, you've got Jephthah as number 8. Put him in, you've got Jephthah as number 9. Since I'm not going to be preaching on biblical numerology, it doesn't really matter a lot. But we're coming to the times before we come to the life of Jephthah. We're going to read in Judges chapter 10, commencing with verse 5, and then on through to verse 16. And Jair died and was buried in Camon. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam and Ashtaroth and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Zidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord, and served him not. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines, and into the hands of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel. 18 years, all the children of Israel that were on the other side Jordan, in the land of the Amorites, which is Gilead. Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over Jordan to fight also against Judah, and against Benjamin, and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was sore distressed. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God, and also served Balaam. And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, Did not I deliver you from the Egyptians, and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines, the Zidonians also, and the Amalekites, and the Maonites did oppress you? And ye cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet ye have forsaken me, and served other gods. Wherefore, I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, We have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day. And they put away the strange gods from among them, and served the Lord, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Our gracious, eternal, heavenly Father, we bow in thy presence now to ask thee for a very real, solemn, and soul-searching time of thy Spirit moving in our midst. Thou dost know the state of heart and mind of every man, woman, and young person right now bowed before thee. Thou dost know those who are saved and enjoying Christ and seeking to serve the Lord. Thou dost understand better than they do how well and how urgently they need a stirring up and a reviving and a glorious empowerment from the Spirit of God. Grant them that tonight, we pray. Thou dost know those who name thy name, and yet, like Israel, are rebellious against God, are walking afar off, are cold in heart. Oh God, we pray, have mercy and grant restoring grace. Thou dost see those who are not saved at all. Strangers to grace and to God, they feel not their danger, they know not the awful burden of sin that is upon them. And they're struggling on toward eternity without Christ. God, have mercy upon them, we pray. Divide to every man his portion. Give to every soul the message that is needful. And to this church, give a word straight from heaven with the authority and the freshness and the blessing of God upon it. Glorify thy name, uplift thy Son, and pour out thy Spirit in revival power upon us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. There's nothing better calculated to impress you with the inbred and inveterate depravity of the heart of man, his prevailing corruption, and his bias toward idolatry than a reading of the book of Judges. With sickening regularity, the phrase comes again and again before our eyes. Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. The nation of Israel had been greatly blessed. Greatly blessed, first of all, on the ground of the covenant mercies of God. Greatly blessed by the experience and the practice of vital godliness, as they themselves set out to serve the Lord, to obey his will, to fulfill his purpose, to glorify his name. They were mightily blessed of God. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 14 and 34, righteousness exalteth a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation, and it certainly exalted the nation of Israel. People who came out of the land of Egypt with no training for military warfare, with no experience in political economy, or any other kind of economy, really, for that matter. They came out of the land of Egypt. They were led by the hand of God until they were brought into the land that flowed with milk and honey. They became the most potent military force in the entire Middle East. They took the land that God had promised them. They were brought into a fullness of experience. The land that God gave lived up to every promise that he had ever made. They were a people who, above all people in the history of the world, have proved that righteousness exalteth a nation. It certainly exalted them. Sadly, however, what our confession of faith calls the prevalency of corruption within them showed itself as they turned away from their God, from his word and from his way. And again they turn to sin. There is evidence that I don't want to take the time to follow up tonight to show that these people, as they did so, began to do something that many people are very active in doing today. They began to reinterpret their own history. It used to be, for instance, in this nation, that it was generally accepted, not only by saved people, but it was generally accepted that there was a direct correlation between the basic Christianity of the founding fathers and the blessings that came upon the nation. Now there is nothing more laughable in academic circles. Why? Because history has been reinterpreted. That's exactly what was happening in the land of Israel. As these people set about to convince themselves that there was no correspondence between their God and the service of their God on the one hand and the blessings of the nation on the other hand. There was a tremendous leveling process. As the nation of Israel was brought to an equality of belief and behavior with the nations, the heathen nations around about her. Despite the warnings of good men, and the Lord still had good men even in the worst times described in the book of Judges. Let me give you a little sidelight on this. We read tonight of how the Lord answered these people, what he said to them. Verse 11, the Lord said unto the children of Israel, did not I deliver you? And so on. I don't think we are meant to understand that the heavens were riven and that the voice of God came down to heaven simultaneously speaking to an entire nation. I don't think we're meant to understand that. What I believe we are meant to understand is that God had a prophet who came forth with an anointing of God, with a message from God, with authority from God, and who spoke the word of Jehovah in the ears of the people. So there were good men, but despite the warnings of good men, and despite the ministry of godly judges, the children of Israel rebelled again and again. We have what I have called the sickening recurring phrase, they did evil. We have an instance of this in our Bible reading. We looked last in the book of Judges at the minor judgeships of Tola and Jer. Little men who did a great work for God, and under whose ministry the land had rest for somewhere between a quarter and a half a century, according to how you date this book. But then we read, what a word it is. Jer died, and he was buried, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And Israel had a very heavy price to pay for this evil. As we read on, for if there's one thing the book of Judges emphasizes again and again and again, it is that sin is never cheap. It exacts a horrific price. Whether you're dealing with this on the personal level, or on the ecclesiastical level, or on the national level, or on the international level, sin always exacts a terrible price. The wages of sin is death.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.